Welcome to another edition of the Vine Resources podcast show. This is going to be a quick one this week because we just wanted to share with you a little bit of background on being an agile leader and some things, some of the key principles, in fact, to keep in mind if you want to become a more agile leader. So we wanted to share these points with you. First one is really about embracing change. Very important this, of course. Embracing change really means being open to those new ideas, be willing to take risks, be willing to take on new initiatives and change from the status quo. So really it's about encouraging that culture of experimentation and continuous improvement where everyone actually feels empowered to be able to contribute as well. You also need to be able to communicate effectively. So effective communication means ensuring really everyone is clear their roles and responsibilities and really being able to encourage open and honest feedback on a very regular basis. So those issues are addressed promptly and don't fester longer term as well. You also need to think about fostering that collaboration, whether it's with internal teams, internal stakeholders, external partners, but fostering collaboration by really creating an environment where everyone feels comfortable sharing their thoughts, being able to share their opinions, be able to provide that feedback, open and constructive feedback, and willing to learn from mistakes that have been made during the work. Empowering your team. So empowering your team really gives them those tools and the resources they need to succeed. Do they have empowerment? Are they able to have the autonomy to make decisions and take ownership for their work, whether they need additional training, extra equipment or extra support to do their role, but being able to give them that autonomy to be able to make those decisions, to make their own decisions basically. Being adaptable. So being adaptable means being willing to adjust your approach to different situations and environments. Be open to change and be willing to try new things, even if they may be outside of the comfort zone. Emphasizing results. So emphasizing those results by setting clear goals and objectives and measuring progress towards them. Have you, and can you, and do you celebrate your team's success and recognize their hard work and contributions on a regular basis? Leading by example as well. Leading by example really is there to demonstrate the qualities of agility. It means setting the tone, the pace for the team, or perhaps the organization, the company, and modeling those behaviors and values that you want to see in your team by leading from the front. So maybe by becoming an agile leader, you may be able to guide your team through uncertain times and thrive, of course, in an ever-changing world. Hope this is helpful for you. Would love to have your comments on it. Feel free to comment and hope to see you next time on the Vine Resources podcast show.